Well, the simple part that most people don't understand is that every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our future. It's as though our thoughts go out into the universe and are accepted and brought back to us as experience. Now, that is a very simple thing, but most people don't get it. They don't understand it. They've never heard it before, and they think it's ridiculous. But if you can really accept the fact that every time you think a thought and every time you speak a word, you are literally painting your future, making your dinner, whatever you want to call it, you are creating, and you're creating your own life. And this is simple, but it's not easy to accept.
There are a lot of things that are beyond our control. But what you do have control over is how you react to whatever happens in your life.
Stop focusing on what you do not have and shift your consciousness to an appreciation for all you are and all that you have. Remember, what you think about is what expands. If you think about what you don't have, then what you don't have will expand. If you think about what you don't like in someone, then what you don't like in someone will expand.
So when you catch a negative thought, just think to yourself, this is an old thought, I no longer choose to think that way. Then find a positive thought to substitute for it as quickly as you can. Remember, you want to feel good as much as possible. Thoughts of bitterness, resentment, blame, and guilt make you feel miserable. And that is a habit you really want to release.
When we say a joyful world, that means everything that you want is happy. So this is all that you're looking for. So all that you need to do is commit yourself to creating it. To create a peaceful, joyful, and loving world, both for yourself and everybody around you. Every day in the morning, if you start your day with this simple thought in your mind, that today, wherever I go, I will create a peaceful, loving, and joyful world. If you fall down 100 times a day, what does it matter? For a committed man, there is no such thing as failure. If you fall down 100 times, 100 lessons to be learned. If you commit yourself like this to creating what you really care for, now your mind gets organized. Once your mind gets organized, the way you think is the way you feel. Your emotion will get organized. Once your thought and emotion is organized, your energies will get organized in the same direction. Once your thought, emotion, and energies are organized, your very body will get organized. Once all these four are organized in one direction, your ability to create and manifest what you want is phenomenal. You are the creator.
...95% of your life is coming from the subconscious. So all you have to do is look at your life and just look at it and say, for what? I say, what comes to you that you want and it comes to you easily, you have programs to allow that to happen. But what you struggle with, what you work hard on, what you have to put a lot of effort into, why are you working so hard? And the answer is simple. Because you have an invisible program that is sabotaging you from that point. So now all of a sudden you say, well, what do I need to change? I say, well, look at your life and tell me what you're having trouble with. Because that's the direct expression of a program that's not supporting you.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think. As you think, so shall you be. Seven little words that I think are perhaps the most important things that we can learn and master in our lives. This old proverb notion that I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
Crossing that river of change, the creative process now gets exciting because what thoughts do you want to fire and wire in your brain? What kind of attention and intention do you want to place so that that becomes the loudest voice in your head? Mm-hmm. And if you keep practicing it, the hardware becomes a software program and it'll say, Jay, you can do anything. Jay, you live in no time and accomplish everything. Jay, you're unlimited. You just got to hang with it. On the other side of this is greatness. Whatever you want to program in there, you get to program in there.
Do we love ourselves enough to put the energy, to put the work into being honest, truthful, and factual with ourselves so that we can become the best version of ourselves possible. Ultimately, it boils down to something that simple. And it can be as complex as we choose to make it. But as a scientist, I have to tell you, life is simple, nature is simple, until we make it complex with symbols and words and mathematics. So it all comes down to love. Do we love ourselves enough to put the energy into being honest with ourselves about who we are?
As we learn to love ourselves and trust our higher power, we become co-creators with the infinite spirit of a loving world. Our love for ourselves moves us from being victims to being winners. Our love for ourselves attracts wonderful experiences to us. Have you ever noticed that people who feel good about themselves are naturally attractive? They usually have a quality about them that is just wonderful. They are happy with their lives. Things come to them easily and effortlessly.
Nothing else will work for you until you recognize that you are the creator of your own life and that no one else is to blame for your circumstances. Call it karma, if you will. You may not believe in the concept, but all successful people know it to be true in some way or another. No one can change himself until he realizes that he is the one creating himself and that his self-image is not fixed in stone, but constantly changing. Why is it that one day you can feel happy and confident, and the next day feel sad and depressed? Most people will say it's because of what is happening to them that causes their fluctuations in mood. But this is giving power to the outside world, which is actually completely powerless to affect your inside world of thoughts and emotions, unless you give it full permission to do so. Owning full responsibility for one's thoughts and emotions is not a common choice in this world. It's much more comfortable to believe that something else is causing them, because it takes away the pressure of personal responsibility. Why own your experience of life when you can just sit back and blame everyone else for it? Well, you have the freedom to choose. But I strongly suggest that you choose more wisely from now on and begin to choose a path of personal growth rather than one of stagnation or decline. I challenge you to re-own your power. From this day forward, you will begin to break the chains of your own making. No longer will you wallow in sadness or self-pity. No longer will you blame someone or something else for your misfortune. You will awaken to your power of self-direction and control. You will choose better than you have in the past and make new habits of thought, feeling, and action that lead you to the life of your dream. It is often in the darkest times that people find the light, because the darkness motivates us to find a way out of it. Whatever you are going through right now, I encourage you to think of all of it as good. The negative experiences in life challenge us to be better and do better. It has led you right here, which is a wonderful thing. Feel grateful for your challenges because they guide you to exactly where you need to be. If you want to have a good life, then you have to practice seeing everyone and everything as inherently good. How can you be happy when your thoughts are anything less than pleasant? You can't. Happiness is a choice and a habit. You may see the world right now in a very gloomy or disempowering way, but it is simply a habit, and habits can be changed. At any moment, you can choose to see things differently. You can choose to stop judging that person or situation and start accepting it for what it is. You can choose to love the people who hate you. You can choose peace rather than argument. It is all a choice. We all walk around with different colored lenses on. One person walks around with gray lenses and says, "Look how sad, everything is gray." While another person walks around with blue lenses and says, "Look how beautiful, everything is blue." Who is right and who is wrong, and who is to say? The world is of your own making. If you are unhappy in your life, it is only because you have been habitually perceiving life in an unhappy way. All it takes to turn things around is to re-own your power of decision. Snap yourself out of autopilot mode and start bringing conscious attention to your thoughts and feelings. They are not set in stone. How you see and experience things are changeable, not according to what happens outside of you, but according to what you choose to experience within yourself.
The most enjoyable moments are the ones where we are fully immersed in what we are doing. When we are intently focused on one single thing is when we experience peace of mind. In other words, no thought. Since the act of thinking is responsible for much unhappiness and suffering in the world, it would be worthwhile to transcend thought altogether. Without thought, there is only peace and pure bliss. Most people can't imagine what it would be like to not think. Thinking is the human condition, but it can be a blessing or a curse. Thinking is actually not necessary in many cases. There lies an incredible intelligence in our bodies that has the ability to guide us through life successfully. More successfully, in fact, than if we were to think our way through life. Thinking clouds our instinct and intuition and can actually inhibit our progress. When we are completely free of thought and in the present moment, we can make decisions with ease and experience happiness in everything we do. Even the simplest of things can bring you immense joy when you experience them as they are. That is to say, experience them without judging or labeling them in any way. You've experienced this state of no thought before. Think back to some of the best moments of your entire life. It's very likely that those moments were spent in a state of no thought, and that's exactly why those moments were so enjoyable. There are a variety of ways that you can get into the present moment and experience no thought, but the easiest of them all is to simply do the activity that brings you the most joy. Perhaps it's playing a musical instrument, reading, hiking outdoors, or spending time with your children. Whatever it is that you thoroughly enjoy, you should do more of it. Immerse yourself in the activities that get you out of your head and into the present moment, because those activities serve a great purpose. They serve the purpose of allowing you to realize your true nature and showing you that joy and happiness is your natural state beneath all the layers of thought you have accumulated over the years. While these activities may seem like only temporary relief from your pain, they actually allow you to evolve and heal your pain. When you find your bliss and immerse yourself in it, you are one step closer to realizing that happiness is always available to you. The more bliss you experience, the easier it is to find it again. Eventually, you will be able to feel happy at your own choosing, no matter the circumstances. Do more of what you love to do, and you will experience more happiness and have more love to give to others. Many people who seem cold and withdrawn from the world are people who feel as if they have little to live for. If they only discovered their passion and lost themselves in artistic expression of that passion, they would have more to live for than they could now imagine. Doing what you love and what makes you happy is not selfish. It is one of the most generous things you could do for others. Only when your cup is full can you give anything away. Find your bliss so that others may be inspired to do the same.